and he had two big crates. One of those crates was about a 6x8, and the other was about a 4x6. And he piled them things full of just everything. Shipped them over there in South Africa. Botswana, Africa. That's Francis Town, the town he lived in over there. You ever look anything like that around Africa? You looked up Africa?
Not too much.
And South Africa down there, that's where the diamond mines and things are down in there, you know. Now Rhodesia just over the line or Botswana. And that's where the white rule over there, Iron Smith, you know, he owned that, or ruled that country, might say, and they're trying now to turn it over to the majority rule. And I think they're going to make a mistake. I think they'll ruin their whole country when they do turn it over to them. Because I never did see it happen around here where they had sense enough to do anything like that. They'll just mess it up.
I know what you mean.
I look for a war start break out over there if it ain't something. We ain't awful careful done over there.
Did you hear about that business in North Korea last night?
Yeah, that helicopter got out. Yeah, we get the paper here every morning. Read the TV, get that news every evening.
That was something that New York went through last night.
Yeah, blackout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know that can happen anywhere. Oh, we had our here one day, a week, 10 days ago, where our juice was off about that long. It was something blowed up right over here. I heard it sitting right here. I heard it over there. After a while, I got in the car and drove around the block. This old boy was over there working, and there's something. He got a long pole, and he get that thing up there and knocked it out of that notch and took it down. And then he got a new one and put it up there and hung it in there with just that pole and then slapped it up in where it goes.
Let me ask you about this expression. You know, sometimes when a woman gets up in the morning, she might move around and straighten up something here or dust something there, you know. What would you say she was doing?
Well, usually she's just dusting.
Dusting.
Pop does that all the time, and she fights that dust, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
Two or three times a week, and then she'll vacuum everything she can. Now this boy takes care of his own room. Now he takes care of everything in there. He washes his clothes. He irons his jeans, things like that, you know.
Does your wife ever say something like she's cleaning up or straightening up?
Oh yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, she's always cleaning up, straightening up, and dusting, vacuuming.
Mm-hmm. Or if she doesn't use the vacuum cleaner, this thing that she sweep with,
she got one of these that's used on the rug, you know, and she's got a, I forget the name of it now. She's got a pretty good one in there.
But what about, you know, sometimes this thing with a long handle that you just sweep with?
Yeah, that's what she... She used it in there with the handle on it, but it's all made together.
Uh-huh.
And she got one, it's a big long one that way, but she dusted the furniture with, you know, vacuum the furniture out, stuff like that. I've done a lot of that for her.
Did she
get down in the chair with it?
She still have a broom?
Oh yeah, she's got a broom sitting out here. She sweeps outside and inside too.
Uh-huh.
For the kitchen, she got to sweep out the kitchen and you tear the room and that stuff on that linoleum all the time. Then she'll go in there and you mop it out. She got a mop, she hangs that down in the handle of that garage door most of the time, but I don't know where it is now. She does that about once or twice a week in there on that kitchen floor.
Mm-hmm.